You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in an attic. Do you know what an attic is? Perhaps you have one in your home. It's a space just under the roof of some homes where people tend to store things. The things can be there temporarily, like holiday decorations that only come out once a year. But sometimes people forget about the objects they've stored in their attic. And sometimes those objects don't like being forgotten about, if you must know. Today's story is about some very disgruntled furniture. It's called The Mirror's Dream. Oof! The little old-fashioned table was just about shaking with anger. The very idea of putting me in an attic, it sputtered as it spread out both leaves in a gesture of despair. Huh, I've stood in the hallway downstairs for 5 whole years, letting those people plop their coats and hats and sand pails and goodness knows what else on top of me. And now they've decided to remodel and stick me up here in the attic, a veritable rubbish room. And it dropped its leaves at its side with a big table sigh.
Ah, I was downstairs in the main house longer than that, said the sofa. I've had little children sprawled across me who have grown up to get married and have kids of their own. Generations of bottoms have happily nestled into my cushions. But there you have it. Now I'm stuck up here with you lot.
Oh, please, an old mirror cried out in despair. Just imagine how I feel. To be brought up to this horrible, dusty attic after reflecting generations of faces. All the beauties of this family have looked into my face. To be shoved into the attic is a demotion from which I can never recover. Oh, this latest young woman who has come to live and take over the household, who was once such a lovely child, Lois her name is, Oh, she does not seem to understand the dignity of our position. Why, I was in the family when her husband's grandmother was a girl, and she has doomed me to a dusty attic to dream out the rest of my days. Shame on her. The shadows deepened in the attic as day turned to night, and gradually the discarded mirror ceased to complain. It had fallen asleep, and the moonlight streamed in through the single attic window. At least the mirror's dreams were pleasant ones, for it dreamed of the old and happy days. In the mirror's happy dream, the attic door opened softly, and a young girl entered. Her hair was dark and hung in curls over her white shoulders. Her dark eyes wandered over the room until she saw the old mirror. She ran across the room and stood in front of it. She wore a gray dress with tiny pink ruffles that began at her waist and ended at the bottom of her wide skirt. Tiny pink rosebuds were dotted over the waist and skirt, and she also wore rosebud barrettes in her dark curls. She stood before the mirror and gazed at her reflection a minute. Then she curtsied and said with a laugh, "I think you will do, dress. What a vision I am." The little girl seemed to fade away in the mirror's dream. And then the door opened again to the attic, and a lady entered, and with her came 5 handsome children. They went to the mirror, and one little girl with dark curls and pink cheeks went close and touched it with her finger. "Look," she said to the others, "I look just like the picture of my mother when she was a girl." And as they stood there, a gentleman appeared beside them and put his arm around the lady and the children gathered around them. Still, the mirror dreamed. This time in its dream, the door opened again, and an old lady entered, leaning on the arm of an old gentleman. They walked to the mirror, and he put his arms around her and kissed her withered cheek. "You are always young and fair to me," he said, and her face smiled into the depths of the old mirror. In the mirror's dream, a halo then formed around their heads as they faded away. The morning light streamed in through the window, and the mirror's dream was ended. The mirror was sad to wake up, having dreamed about its previous owner, who had grown up from child to old woman over so many years right before it. Ah, but this was real, present-day life. And yet, suddenly the mirror heard the creaking of the attic door. Little by little, the door opened, and a young girl actually came in the room. Her dark hair was piled high on her head, and her dark eyes looked over the room until they fell upon a chest in the corner. She went to it and opened it and took out a pale gray dress with pink ruffles. She put it on, then she let down her hair, which fell in curls over her shoulders. She ran to the old mirror and looked at herself. "I do look like Grandmother," she said. "I will wear this to the family reunion party tonight. Grandfather proposed to Grandmother the night she wore this dress, and everyone will think it is very special." Her cheeks turned very pink as she said this, and she ran out of the room. Years passed, and the mirror had many dreams about the girl who had come in to borrow its old owner's dress. Then one day the attic door finally opened again, and a bride entered, leaning on the arm of her young husband. There were tears in her eyes, although she was smiling. She led him in front of the old mirror. "This old mirror," she said, "has seen all the brides in our family for generations, and I am going far away and may never look into it again. My brother's wife does not want it downstairs, and so I may be the last bride it will ever see." And she passed her hand over its frame caressingly. Then she went away, and the old mirror was left to its dreams for many more years still. It was very sad, for it had sounded like it was doomed to be forgotten forever. Then at last, one day, the door opened again, and a lady entered. With her was a young girl. The lady looked around the attic room until she saw the mirror. "There it is," she said. "Come and look in it, dear." The young girl followed her. last time I looked into this dear old mirror, the lady said, was the day your father and I were married. I never expected to have it for my own then. But your uncle's wife, Lois, wants to remodel the house, and these things are in the way. She does not want old-fashioned things, and they are happy for me to have them. Oh, Mother, they are beautiful, said the girl, looking around the room. We will never part with these beautiful items. We will take them to our home and make them forget that they were ever discarded. And so the mirror and the sofa and the table and many other pieces of bygone days went to live where they were loved. And the old mirror still reflects dark-haired girls and ladies who smile into its depths and see its beauty as well as their own. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.